This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Good day, everybody. It's Leslie Pops, Psalms. I'm introducing
Psalms.
Today.
P-U-H-P-S-A-L-M-S.
No, I'm aware of how I say it. I don't pronounce the... I do pronounce the P, the P-Psalms, the P-P-P-Psalms. Anyway, Introducing the P-P-P-Party today.
Yay! This is your first introduction.
I know. Well, it's a strange one. You know, Pearl is here and we've got some special guests, but
no
Serena's on vacay and no Dan today. Producer John here is, as always, sat on the computer watching us. And this is the end of my first introduction.
Oh, I loved it. Yay, Leslie Pops. Hey, I am excited today because we're going to give you a little behind the scenes at some people who really, really helped Trim Healthy Mama be the brand it is, the brand that, you know, you've come to trust and that I am so honored to say most of you would say that it's a brand of integrity. That just doesn't come from Serena and I. That comes from a team of people who just care. And I am so excited to introduce you to some of these people today. It's not going to be just about like behind the scenes business-wise, although we're going to show you some of that. I think you might be interested in it. But you're going to hear tips from seasoned, long, long, long-term at Trim Healthy Mamas today because these people have been with us for a while. And I think you're going to learn a lot from their stories. We're going to hear their stories. And now some of these people work for us. They didn't start out that way. And so first of all, I want to introduce you to Jessica Myers. Say hello, Jessica.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I had to cajole her to be here today because she's terribly nervous. But yes. I think she's going to do fantastic. But Jessica is our head. What is the name of your position, Jessica?
Okay. Well, I would say head admin in the Facebook community, the online community. And so I manage all of that. We have a huge team of volunteer admins and we direct them. And we have 20, 30 groups, individual groups. And so it's not just one group, but it's a lot of individual groups.
The Facebook presence is very huge and that has what spread Trim Healthy Mama. Yes. And I think so. I want to talk about the history of some of that today and how it started and how what your role has played in it and how I just feel like it was a God thing that God brought you to us and how everything is run. Of course, everything has its bumps, but you are the reason and your team under you that people come to our social media groups and our Facebook groups and say, it's like a breath of relief. It's like, this place is peaceful. These people care. This is not a place where I am put down and demeaned and all of that.
I hope not.
And so, you know, that's what we strive have wanted our places to be, and that's what you sort of manage, not without its bumps.
Yes.
But I want to first hear a little about your story because you have been a Trim Healthy Mama for how long?
6.5 years. I started, I thought I was getting a late start. I was actually really nervous because I started hearing about the book and at the end of 2012 when it was first released because I'm sort of in that community of Christian homeschool mamas. You know, that was the first sort of audience.
It was.
Trim Healthy Mama. And I was like, oh, no, not another, you know, not another thing that I have to, you know, because I had, you know, done all the things as all of us have. And I have PCOS, which makes it even more difficult to lose weight. And I was just
Sorry, Leslie Pops.
Yes.
Psalms. What is PCOS?
Okay, polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is a hormone imbalance. You have usually too much testosterone, which is, you know, no fun.
And high insulin levels
Insulin levels usually can make you pre-diabetic. You have sometimes infertility issues. I had that when I got married. We struggled for 5 years to have our first baby. There's lots of just not fun things. Like you might get facial hair. You have to, I had heard at one time going on a low glycemic diet. At the time it was called Atkins. Now it's not called that much anymore. But, and I had done that and, it was so awful and not sustainable for me. Plus it was like at the time it was soy protein bars and just yucky stuff like that. Nothing fun or no food freedom in that. so I had done all those things and, But then I read a review. I want to say it was in like February. And I realized it wasn't that. Again,
this was 2013.
Yes, early 2013. So before I didn't even join any of the groups or anything. I bought the book and I read it super fast. And
that was the big 700-page book, basically.
Yes, yes. Yes. And at first, because the S chapter comes before the E chapter. Yeah. And I'm reading it and I'm like, well, this isn't new. This is just low carb. I've done that. This is, I can do this again if I have to. But then I got to the E chapter and that's where I realized this is going to be different. This is something different. And I had never thought about, or I mean, no one had really thought about fuel separation. Mm. And it just made sense because you give your body has to burn things off in turn.
Yeah.
And it made sense to me. So you give your body one fuel at a time. And that's just like, I mean, really, it's a no-brainer because then your body has less to burn off.
Yes.
You know?
And for new people for that in the meal. Room, SRL, meals that are more low carb, basically. Yes. And then E are, we definitely use carbs. Mm-hmm. So E meals.
But it was different in that it wasn't like the S meals weren't just what I was doing. It wasn't soy protein bars and it wasn't that gross stuff, but it was really healthful and fun foods.
Whole foods,
fried eggs and butter, what?
And no limit on veggies and all of that, which is the big difference.
Exact huge difference.
Yeah. And so you came, I remember the first time I saw your test me, you posted a picture and you were having, you know, a lot of success.
Yes.
It took its time, didn't it?
Yes.
But I mean, you've been on 6.5 years now. I mean, I look at you. I look at you, and I think she would have never had a day in her life where you struggle with weight. I mean, you look like a very trim, tiny person.
You.
But this was not
no.
short, was it?
From the no, I mean, I was, you know, overweight from a child. This was my, and I come from a long line of overweight women. And this was, I mean, and I tried everything, but when I started Trim Healthy Mama, within the first year, I lost 60 pounds, which was huge. I mean, I had never been able to lose like that. And that's good for 1 year. I mean, that's really good.
Yeah.
And even I considered myself a turtle loser because it was 1 pound a week. What? Yeah. But that's good. That's good. And then the Lord, you know, opened up my womb again, which was amazing in and of itself, having PCOS. And I got pregnant with my first THM baby.
Yes.
That was baby number 5, though. So we've really been considering, you know, that I have PCOS. That's very significant. But I got going on it and I lost the weight and then I had my baby and I kept the weight off during my pregnancy. But when I started breastfeeding, I was so hungry all the time and I really struggled at that time and it wasn't coming off anymore. Yeah. And I nursed her for a long time, like Serene does. I was 3.5 years later.
Yeah.
And it was hard.
Sometimes it's a challenging time for many nursing women. Mm-hmm. Just the hunger, and then there's the hormones that change too.
Yes.
What
how many THM babies do you have? How cute is that? She said my first THM baby.
Well, we have a big announcement today. Yes. You see, Leslie.
It had to come out
sometime.
It's
and I was thinking
soon.
At the back of my head, when are we announcing? When are we announcing? So it's good.
Yeah. So I have to say first that we named our first baby Eleanor Pearl because it's such a difference. I don't think she would be here if it wasn't for
how old is she
Mama.
Now
she's about to be 5.
Yes
And here, you know, I'm very advanced maternal age. I'm I'm 43 at this time. I was 38 when I had her, which at the time was, you know, especially for someone, you know, I have to keep saying that, with PCOS.
And you thought you were so I mean, we would talk about
we were
it.
Done,
we talk online a lot, you and I, and we talk about all the young mums, and we were like, you know, the ones that have finished having our babies.
Yes,
I mean, I would talk about Serene. Serene's still in that time, but I'm way past it. And you would talk about that too.
Oh, yeah. I totally thought I was. Yeah.
And this is your big announcement.
Yeah. So it was June 1st. I sort of wasn't feeling good and I noticed some things were not happening that should have been happening. And, you know, I told my husband, I think I must be going into menopause. And, but I Google searched and they were like either menopause or pregnancy. And I'm like, well, I better rule out, you know, and to my shock, there was the two lines and, Yeah.
So, and you're 4 months.
Yeah, about 4 months. I'm just starting my second trimester, and I've been super healthy. I've been feeling good. I mean, for the most part.
Yeah.
And the baby's healthy, and it's a little boy this time, which we're really excited about.
Goodness gracious. I was not prepared for this.
No, it's an amazing
You look beautiful and glowing and all of the things. Isn't and like she? 27 max.
She looks 27 max. I know it's wrong. It's like, stop it. But you, overall, on Trim Healthy Mama, how much have you lost?
120 pounds now.
Yes.
So I lost 60 initially during the first 5 years.
Yes.
Well, the first year, really. But then I had this big stall of like 4 years, and then I lost 60 more.
And that's, I guess, what I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Just the what kept you going in your mindset, thinking, you know, a lot of people can lose weight and then they stall and go through different seasons of life. But you just, you continue to dig in. You continue to find your own journey and but not throw it out and just give up.
Yeah. I think for me, what I always told myself and what I tell people in our community is that I'll never regret making this healthy choice. Yeah. Even if I never see another pound loss, I can do it for my health alone. And I enjoy the food. It's not like it's deprivation, you know.
Right.
So why not keep going? Why not keep nourishing your body? Yeah. Even if you're not losing weight, what's the harm in just going ahead and eating that salad instead of the French fries?
Yes.
You know, just go ahead and keep going because, you know, it's not hurting anything. Plus, if I do eat the French fries, I mean, with the salad, I might not lose weight that week.
Yeah.
But with the French fries, I'll gain weight.
Right.
So which direction do I want to go? Do I want to stay where I am, or do I want to go backwards?
Yeah. And
you're awesome.
Yeah. Isn't she incredible? I want to talk about, now that we've heard a little bit about your story, the story then correlating of our Facebook groups and how they grow. And, you know, from my perspective, when we first sort of started Trim Healthy Mama, and it just sort of took off, this Facebook group started. Actually, it was a friend that started it for us. Serena and I weren't. I wasn't even on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so I got on there and she said, you need a group. And I'm like, what's a group? Yeah. So she started it. And then it just kept exploding, and all these women were on there. And whenever women are together, especially online, it can be a very dramatic place, right?
Yeah.
And so as much as it was a wonderful supportive place, there was a lot of drama that would happen. I remember at the time there's a lot of sensational blogs and things that got put in there. And honestly, it was a very stressful thing for me, that Facebook group in the first year, because everything could blow up at any second.
I think especially 6 years ago when the group started, things like stevia weren't even in the grocery store.
No.
They were very controversial. They're less controversial now.
They
and
are.
That, maybe that's, you know.
I remember all the posts about stevia can, you know, stop you. I never see a post about stevia and fertility anymore. I think because the Trim Healthy Mama lifestyle has proved it wrong. All these women that were never able to get pregnant.
Well, let me tell you, when I was eating sugar or honey, coconut sugar, when I ate all those things, I didn't get pregnant because my hormones were off. It was messing up my insulin.
Yes.
And giving up sugar returned my fertility after years. And here I am, 43.
We have tens of thousands of, you know, healthy pregnancies. It's not like you have to do stevia and Trim Healthy Mama if you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Each to their own, but people need to feel comfortable with their own choices. However, we don't have that same sensational, Pearl and Serene are out there murdering babies.
Yes.
I remember there was a blog post like that and it was like, oh my goodness.
No.
There was a lot of things. And
unstable blood sugar causes miscarriage, right?
Yes,
doesn't it?
Exactly. So. It does. And so I remember that, and then, but you joined the groups, and you were always this, you had this encouraging way about you because you were losing weight, and I remember you helped people, and you were answering questions.
Yeah.
You weren't even
admin. Once I got the hang of it, I did have a learning curve. I remember asking questions.
Yes.
I felt like I was so late to the group because there were 3,000 people in it.
Yeah.
Now there's like 300,000. Yeah. But at the time, I was like, oh, everybody's ahead of me, nuts.
But you had this way about you, and I remember picking up on it. Who's this Jessica Meyer person? She answers these questions so well.
Well, I'm kind of an all or nothing. I'm either eating like French fries or salad. That's kind of my personality, and I was all in. And I had read this statistic, which I found, I'm going to butcher it now, but it was something like people who have a support group, even online support groups, are like 90% more likely to reach their goals. And that's when I was like, I wonder if there's a Trim Healthy Mama support group.
Right.
And I looked it up, and it was huge because I needed that encouragement and that accountability. And the admins at the time were really patient with me because I made this. I made this like sprouted bread sandwich, and I put I was counting all the fat grams in the lean meat, and I was counting, and I was like, I'm 2 grams over. This is not. This is a crossover. I'm going to gain weight, and I was just, you know, freaking out. And they came on there, and they were like, so what? And you don't count that, and don't worry. Stop counting. Just chill. And that was really encouraging to me. And then, you know, pass it on.
Because in the scheme of things, I'm like a brand new, you know, person in these parts. But Jessica, what happened when did Pearl reach out to you, or did
I sure did?
Yeah.
So I want to hear about that. I want to hear like, did you just like,
we needed somebody to cement things and take it, because our group was exploding and growing so huge, and it needed, you know, when a town is growing in the Wild West, right, you need a sheriff to come in and you need someone to create
and
order
and
be
push open.
You need someone, and I couldn't be that person, and I was just, and I just felt it on my heart. I was like, in my spirit, ask Jessica Myers. And I remember I reached out to you, and you said, well, I have to ask my husband and stuff.
Yeah.
But you were a yes.
Yes.
And
of course. I mean, I was doing it then. I was in there every day anyway, you know.
And how many people were there at the time?
I'd been in there. I don't know.
Yeah, there maybe almost 20,000 or something.
It had grown
before I took the reins. But now, you know, we're the size of a city.
Yeah,
and so you are the mayor of a big city, right? And you have these wonderful admins underneath you. And we've got a couple here today I want to introduce.
So we started out small and we just grew and grew. And now we're a tribe.
Yes. And I love, you have a way, Jessica, if any of you are listening and Jessica's ever responded, if you're on the Facebook groups, I know many of you aren't, and not everyone learns from Healthy Mama and comes to the group. Some of you never do, but, you'll understand. I just feel like why she's an integral part of who we are, because whenever someone is like freaking out or even maybe coming to the group and doesn't know the rules, you just answer in such a peaceful, guiding way with love, sometimes with firmness. But I mean, it's just a blessing to our company that we have you, and that you set the tone for our group, which is welcoming, which is encouraging. And yet we don't like allow the bad guys to come and shoot up, you know?
Yeah. Well, I remember early on you had said, you know, we just want it to be a place of encouragement. People who have already pretty much decided this is the plan for them. I mean, you know, of course, they don't have to be Trim Healthy Mamas. They might just be exploring. But for the most part, we're not going to host ingredient debates. We're not going to host, you know, these, you know, I tried it and it, you know, we just want to be a place for support for those actually who want to be here. Yeah. We're not in a place that's just for, you know, debating the validity.
Because a lot of groups
it.
Are just debate, and you can go in there and come away and your spirit just feels oof, like you got beat up, right?
So we're just there to support each other on the journey, because I think that's really important, because you need that encouragement to keep going each day.
Now that I'm in the room with you and Jessica, I want to join all the groups.
Please do. Go in and join them.
And I like have some pseudonyms so I can be like still Rocky Leslie, because I'm not really Rocky anymore and I shouldn't have
some of
the Rocky
questions. Because if you go in as Leslie Pops, everyone's going to be asking you like questions.
And she would just love me.
Yeah. But what is it? I think, you know, sometimes and mostly everyone is just so kind and grateful and respectful to our admins in our group. We have the most amazing woman in the world, our groups.
We do.
They're amazing. They're generous. They're kind. They give of their heart. They answer questions. Sometimes some people come in and maybe don't understand what we're all about, and they're used to other groups, and they're very maybe combative, or they're like, I have my right, I want to argue about this, I can say exactly what I want.
So there's a lot of group members who feel that we should not run a tight ship and basically just let everybody say whatever they want. And then there's this other group, which I think is larger, that prefer prefer some guidelines. And I like to think that we have some balance. We do allow some discussions, and we provide resources for people who have questions about stevia or, you know, collagen and all kinds. There's all kinds of scare articles out there in the world. People read scary stuff and they want answers, and they should have those answers.
Yes.
So we want to be able to give them that information.
Yeah.
And there's a great articles on our website.
I should probably know this, But how many groups are there? And could you list them off? Like, maybe there's people listening that go, I don't want to be in that group. But then they hear, like, oh, there's a group for.
Yeah, it's a good group for everything. Now, we have official groups where we have our officially trained admins. And then there's a lot of unofficial groups, too. Just people are like, you know, North Texas is one that's huge. There's
hundreds of those.
There's a lot of North Texas
But you're
people.
Right, Leslie, because our main group, even beginners, and we have a couple of admins and beginners here, do we?
We do.
They're so large, and the news feed goes quickly. And if you post a question there, let's just say you just arrived and you might be new, and you post a question, it can get totally lost because the news feed goes so fast. So list some of our groups, Jessica.
Okay,
that might
so we
be
have
slower.
You know, our main group, our beginners group. We have a fuel cycle group for those people who want to give that a try. We have an allergen free group. We have a weight loss surgery group. We have a purist group, which is awesome. People should go there more. We like to send people there because.
They're
you know,
the people that don't want to do it. Yeah. Maybe, maybe Stevie even's not
we
natural
even
for them.
We have one financial peace group, which helps people kind of budget on Term Healthy Mama
pregnancy
and make
nursing.
The best deals. That's the hugest one. Pregnancy and nursing.
Is that the biggest one?
It's like, the hugest of the specialty groups, not like main and beginners, but because we have a lot of pregnant and nursing mamas on THM.
Diabetic. So.
We have a diabetic group. That
and then
one is
those admins
so
are on point.
They
right?
know their stuff. We have type 1 diabetic admins. We have, I mean, these are Trim Healthy Mamas that are living the life and they know about insulin and how it works. They know about, I mean, they don't give medical advice, but they know about the medications and how to, you know, help people who are struggling with being able to eat carbs because that's the big thing for diabetics is they're kind of scared to eat carbs because it's going to cause a blood sugar spike. And so just helping them with like what thing that's been big for the diabetics is this sweatpants oatmeal because they a lot of times they can't eat oats. It spikes their blood sugar, but adding the glucose. And
I just had a product idea.
What?
Let's make sweatpants and put like oatmeal.
Oh, you mean real sweatpants
first, everybody.
That is a great idea. I thought you were going to say we best put our sweatpants seller. Oatmeal packets in the thing, that and I'm like, you're behind me, Leslie.
You're I'm talking that. About the comfiest sweatpants that we can all wear right here.
And then on the side,
just,
down the leg.
Like in pink glitter, like just oatmeal.
Down the thigh.
Yeah.
You would totally wear those.
All the time. Every color.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Yeah, so we've got all those groups.
We have a slow losers group, which we originally called the Turtles group because we had the Turtles chapter in the book.
Yes, that's right.
But now we call it
and
the
Serena
Overcomers.
And Serena and I were like, we're going to stop speaking into people's waters.
So we changed, you know, we changed the cover photo and we changed all the wording and we are now the Overcomers. And everyone responded to that.
They
really
love it.
Loved it. Yeah, that's a great group. And we have some great admins there who just know how to tweak and help people who are struggling with the weight loss to, you know, either lighten things up or sometimes eat more. There's a lot of different reasons why you're losing weight slowly.
Yes.
And so that's one thing I love about our volunteer admin team is they love the women and they want to help the women.
Our volunteer admin team is so huge. Sometimes I just sit there and I cry about it because of what they give. No one's paid. I mean, you have a full-time position, Jessica, but the people that are just there under you serving, they just do it because they love.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes they get a little bit beat up and I'm like, oh man, they just did people not know. They're just doing this out of the kindness of their heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have the most amazing, amazing team.
Yeah.
That just encourages, and I'm going to bring a couple of them in.
Yeah.
In a minute, but I had another question for you before we get to meet these other three ladies in the room. What's your biggest, like, can you give us a tip? I mean, you've been doing this for 6.5 years, and people hear from Serene and I, but we're all so different. Do you consider yourself a drive-through Sue or a purist?
Definitely was a drive-through Sue at the beginning. In every way. I mean, a literal one.
Yeah.
I was in the drive-thru. Like, I didn't go to town without finding myself a little treat somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Starbucks or, and it was the yummy stuff, like the sugary and all of that. You know, I just had to have a little treat every time I went to town.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question for each thing you're saying.
Yep.
So Starbucks drive-thru,
so,
it beckons to us. So do you still go through Starbucks drive-thru?
Starbucks is my favorite.
What did you used to have and now tell me what you have now?
So I like just the brewed coffee, but my favorite is the Americano. Yeah. And they put, I get the grande and they put 3 espresso shots in there.
Yeah.
And then I say, just give me a little bit of room for cream. And I put it in myself.
Do you do heavy cream or half and half?
Well, I do the half and half just because I personally prefer it. But if you ask for it, they will give you the heavy cream.
What did you used to do?
Like a frappuccino.
Okay, yeah. So you put in 1,000 calories and like 80 grams of sugar.
For those of you who don't know what an Americano is, it's basically a latte, only they use hot water instead of milk. So you're saving tons of fat and calories.
Do you know what I have been having at Starbucks lately when I drive it? Because I love, it's just a sign. Starbucks, it beckons. It means, hey, I'm going to offer you a little bit of comfort in your cray-cray day out.
I feel like I know what you're Starbucks.
Yes.
Is it the cold brew heated up?
Okay, well, that was during a certain season of my life. Leslie, but I'm into a new one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because Autumn got this a cappuccino maker at home? It's not called a cappuccino maker. What's it called?
Espresso, like, is that it?
Espresso thing. Yeah. Froths the milk. It's a ninja or whatever.
Cool.
Anyway, so she's like an artist. You should see her stuff. Yeah. And she does the leaves and everything on top.
She should do like a butterfly.
Yeah, she should. Well, you know, out here at our building, we're going to be having a little THM cafe.
Oh,
and she's like, Mum, I'm there. I'm making the butterfly cappuccinos. Yeah. But she's been doing one with unsweetened almond milk for me at home, and it's so frothy and lovely. I asked a Starbucks to make me one the other day. No, I didn't ask the Starbucks. Sorry, it's not Starbucks. You know, it's that little cabin here.
Cup of sunshine.
They have unsweetened almond milk, and they make me the most amazing cappuccino. But Starbucks is yet to have the unsweetened almond milk. It's sweetened.
Yeah, it's sweetened.
And the coconut
milk is sweetened.
I know. What's with you, Starbucks?
And even their stevia, I mean, you can use it.
Yeah.
If that's all you have, but it's got dextrin or something, yeah.
But other coffee shops do it.
Yeah.
Because I've been to another one that did it too. Mm-hmm. But poor Starbucks is not doing that for me yet, but I feel it in my bones they're going to.
And they have, a lot of those coffee drinks can be on plan if you just leave out the sweetener. But the other thing they have are the little egg bites. Are they on plan? Are they on plan?
Okay. Just about. They might as well be. I totally get them all the time.
They're just little egg souffles with, you know, yummy stuff in them.
They have peppers, a little couple things. Maybe Serene doesn't eat them, but that's right. Serene's not here.
Yeah.
Hey.
They're protein.
Okay, so let's, what are we up to? We're at about 25 minutes, aren't we? Say that again. Yes, you can say something, John.
Before we get on with some other guests, I want to, Jessica, and there's another special guest here you'll meet soon, but on top of doing admin stuff, we build a lot of stuff here. We've built stores and member sites and recipe databases and menu builders and coaching sites and all of that stuff. And Jessica has always been on the front line of testing all of that stuff. And so a lot of the THM functionality and just the things that you may not think about, Jessica has always been there. There's a core group of just special people that you don't ever hear their names that really help bring a lot of these ideas to life. And Jessica's been there from day one, just helping bring these things to life.
You've never given me a project that I didn't. Well, there's been some times, but there's in the end, I was happy.
It's a pretty exciting testing right now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to.
No.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. There's a couple of exciting things dropping shortly. So that Jessica and some others have been very, very helpful in making sure that we work the kinks out. So I want to say thank you without you guys on the front lines. I mean, I know how busy Pearl is just with life and trying to keep up with everything, but there are so many of you on the front lines that are seeing it every single day, and you know how people are going to react and you know what they're going to like and what they're not going to like, and you just help. It's just a key piece of bringing all this stuff to life.
I appreciate you saying that. It means a lot. Thank
absolutely
you.
Nicely done. I'm glad, because I forgot about all the other stuff she does, which is so huge. I just pass a lot of stuff to her. But before we introduce our other special guests, okay, that was your drink. What do you drive? If you're like driving through, because you're still a drive through in your soul a little bit, what else do you get? Because a lot of people listening want to drive through right now.
Right. Well, for about a year, we lived across the street from McDonald's, which made it super easy to like just grab lunch. And one thing I learned that you can do there is you can order a side salad. And of course, everybody knows that, but you can also, you can get a burger and stuff, but for, you don't have to buy a whole chicken sandwich, which is like $3 or $4 or $5. You can just ask for just the grilled chicken and they'll slice it for you and put it on your salad.
Will slice the
they
thing?
Slice it for you and put it right on your salad.
Their grilled chicken is actually yummy.
It is, and it's warm, it's ready to go. And the whole thing, that's the thing, is you see, I'm also a budget mama.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes because you're looking at the menu and you're seeing, oh, there's a $2 double cheeseburger or there's a $6 salad. Mm. So it's hard sometimes to make that financial decision to eat healthy. But if you get the side salad, which is actually huge when you dump it on a plate, it's more than you think it is. And you put the, and you get two sides. You could get two. I mean, it's still cheaper than getting a whole $6 one. But anyway, I spend like $2.75 on that. It's a great deal.
That's about
deal.
The cheapest meal you could get eating out.
Yeah. It's really cheap and it's delicious, I think.
Yeah.
It's just lettuce, tomato, and it's spring greens too. It's
McDonald's needs to get better with its dressings, get the sugar out, right? Yes. But do you just like have one at home or carry one?
Yeah, well, I lived across the street. So I just
It doesn't, for people listening and newbies, the fact that you're making little changes, like let's just say you have a bit of dressing that's got a little sugar, but the other steps you're doing are so great. You're not having the white rolls. You're having some lean protein. You're having some veggies. Go you! Don't sweat the small stuff at this point.
And the ranch, even though it has sugar in it, they give you a huge packet of it. So just put a tablespoon or two just to get the little taste in the in there. And and also in the you can buy a salad in the morning too. They sell those even at breakfast
really?
Hour. And you get a breakfast burrito and you scrape it out and put it on top and then you put salsa on it.
See, I would love that.
And it's good. Yeah, because it's just eggs and cheese and peppers, I think, in the breakfast burrito, and you just scrape it on top of the salad and then you can use salsa for your dressing. Yeah. It's really good.
So those are good tips. Hey, and before we bring, I'm going to bring Bev. Get ready, Bev.
Woo!
Look at her face. Before we bring her in, I want to say something about our group. You know, there's probably a few, I've looked, there's a few other online Facebook groups as big as ours, if not a little bigger.
Yeah,
not many.
We're huge.
We're huge. We're probably one of the biggest ones, but I think that we might win with the most engaged because there's a lot of groups that are there, but they're not real groups. They're just people have added people and it's not a
real
thing.
There's always someone up on that group. It's just a constant
moving feed. So I think ours is probably, I don't know if Facebook wants to investigate this, it's probably the most engaged, largest group that there is on Facebook.
I would imagine.
With women who are engaged. So, I mean, go you Trim Healthy Mamas.
Yeah.
You are a part, those of you who are on there, a part of something that functions well, that is mostly a peaceful place, that is not a bunch of drama. And we have Jessica to a lot to be thankful for that.
You.
I wanted to
thank
say bye, Leslie Pops. Leslie's is leaving the premises. She has to go to her geese. She has Canadian geese and she's the mama of it. That's another whole potty. She'll explain that another time. Hello, Beverly.
Hey, Pearl. How are you?
I'm so good. This is Bev, everybody. And John has a special smile because Bev and John have to talk a lot about things. Bev is head of our customer service department, and this is huge for us. This is really what we're all about, right? I mean, making our customers happy.
Absolutely.
And we love that you're the head of it because you set the standard. Just your love and care and ability to bend backwards and right, no matter what is going on, you just know how to make it right, Bev.
Well, that is so important because, you know, things are going to happen in customer service. Things are going to happen when people order online and have things shipped. You know, FedEx may not find your house or it may get damaged and return to us, or perhaps they deliver it and your dog gets a hold of it and chews it up. So, you know, there's lots of times when we have to just go in and make it right, you know, but the customer will write in and we'll say, well, first of all, please go ahead and contact FedEx because we don't have any more information than what they can get through their tracking number. We don't have any magic there that we can do, but we ask them to contact FedEx or the USPS and see what they can do first.
Yeah.
But we always say, please let us know if you can't resolve it. And we always make it right.
I hear so much on the groups about your customer service team is awesome. That's all I hear. Mm-hmm. I never hear that they're not awesome. So that's why I'm just so happy.
We do. We have a great team. We've got, five or six ladies yes. now that either work here locally at yeah. the stores, or we've got a couple of remote customer service staff, and they are fabulous.
You want to talk, don't
wonderful.
You, John? Are you? Cause she, yes, yes. John would like to say something, because whenever you move around your seat, I know you want to say something.
You know me too well. Well, we've sat here many, many hours. Now, I want to give Bev just tons of props, because, in fact, we don't even use the term customer service mm-hmm. because we don't just have customers. Mm-hmm. We've got listeners, we've got readers, we've got members, we've got coaches, we've got all sorts of types of people needing to either complain, ask questions, find out information, and literally they all have to go through Bev. We have one channel that everything goes through, and Bev acts as a dispatch of sort. I mean, everything good, everything bad, and everything in between goes through this woman, and she just...
And it's mostly good.
Yeah, it is mostly good, but there's always going to be, you know, I mean, we've done the whole thing, you know, mm-hmm. you give 100 people a cookie, a hug, and a dollar, and 99% of them are going to say hello and thank you and I love it. But there's going to be that 1% that goes, "You trying to make me fat?
Yeah.
You think I'm a charity case?
Yeah.
Are you hugging me? Get my lawyer." You know, and those that 1% can be trying at times. And Bev, I have never seen her break. Like mm-hmm. she just handles it all with grace. And she is also, along with Jessica and a few others, one of those is just on the front lines of just about every project that we do. I mean, before anyone else sees it, these ladies are behind the scenes, writing the copy, testing it all out, telling us where the mistakes are, and just we're just blessed beyond belief. But Bev, I cannot emphasize how much traffic goes through this woman here, and she just, I've never heard her complain. I think she's got to be the only person in this organization I've never heard complain.
I don't know about that.
So much love to both of you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Speaking of feedback, you know, negative, positive, otherwise, we get it all, right?
We get it all. We do.
And you get our party feedback.
Right, I've seen some of that.
I mean, I know lots of people that if you're listening, you're a party follower. I mean, Serena and I, we're not perfect, and Dan, and we do a lot of stuff wrong. Somehow it connects with most of you, though, right? But what do you get coming
most
in?
I
know what most of the complaints are, but let's have them. It'll be fun.
Well, you know, you talk over each other. You interrupt each other. Yes. It takes way too long to get over the chit chat.
Yeah. And they tell you all this. Is it supposed to come to Serena and I? Are you supposed to? Because we don't actually receive that,
right? Obviously, the emails don't go directly to you.
Do they want Serena and I to know that, or are they just telling you to vent?
I believe so. And a lot of times, it's just a helpful.
Yeah.
You know, type of feedback. Very rarely is it super mean. You know, they're just saying, you know, it would really be nice if we mm-hmm. could get to the subject sooner.
Yeah.
And we let them know that we'll pass it along to the team, and we put it maybe in the group, you know, the thread there for people to see, you know, what the listeners are saying.
Right.
Yeah.
I see it sometimes on Facebook. And, you know, we do listen, and I try. But dealing with Denny and Serene, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not here today, so I can say all I want to about them. The fact is, though, I think, you know, here's what I want to say about it. We should keep all our listeners in mind, and we try to. But I think this is just something we threw out there that we didn't decide to create. Let's create a podcast and let's get people to listen and let's make money. This has nothing to do with this. This is free. We put it out there. It has grown to be the number one health podcast despite all the things we do wrong.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
right.
I think so. We just invite everyone into our living room once a week and we chit chat. And that was our first book. Mm-hmm. You know, our first book came out. There was so much wrong with it. It shouldn't have connected. It was too long.
But it really did.
It was way too wordy. Mm-hmm. Serena and I spoke way too much, and we took too long to get to the point. And yet here we are with millions of lives changed, thanks to God. And so I say, you know, I'm for those of you that are listening and think, I wish you would not talk over each other so much. You know, Serena and I are sisters, and we sort of grew up doing this, and it's and then Danny's like our brother, and we've known each other all this time, and we love being together, and we've got so much to say, and sometimes it just comes across as a bunch of stuff, a noise.
And I think it does connect with most everyone. There's just
it
really those does. Those who complain, sometimes you hear them the loudest.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah. And but we understand you have a right to say what you would like, you know. But it's not for everyone. This podcast is not for everyone. We've got our books, which are much more streamlined. We edit them. Mm-hmm. You know, we think about what we're going to say. Now our current books, they're much shorter than our original and to the point, hopefully. And we're not going to say all sorts of things that might hurt your feelings or whatever. But on the podcast, things just blurt out there. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a little bit in my defense.
So the people who need that, they have that. And the people who need this can have this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess if you're listening today, you want to, but I wanted to say, don't feel like you have to listen. But if you're listening now, you probably like listening. Yeah. So I don't know who I'm talking to at this point.
So how do you respond to those people who sort of give you that negative feedback?
We'll just, you know, we'll write to them and just let them know, like Pearl said, you know, this is just our living room chit chat. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way that they interact with each other. And
I think they're also trying to help us for real too, though.
I think they might be them just are, like, you know, this, you know, that they think that
we need some coaching.
Absolutely.
We do.
Well, you said that from the beginning that you know, this is new to you. You don't know what you're doing. So.
I don't know how well we've been coached, though. We're as bad as the day we started. Hey, I want to bring in two of our wonderful admins. The reason everyone's here today is there was an admin retreat. Our wonderful admins once a year get together. Come on, Lisa and Lisa. Come now. Sit on the couch. Oh, they're so terrified. Come on. You've got to do good. These are two of our wonderful admins, and they're you guys are all
together. Can I say just a word about them?
Please, okay. Jessie.
Not just these two ladies, but especially these two ladies, but our whole team. We have over 100 admins, and they love these women, and they are in the trenches. I mean, it's a joy to them, but it's also the trenches sometimes trying to help these women and really encourage these women, because sometimes they struggle, and it's selfless. Everything that they do in the groups and all the teaching and all the all the coaching, all the love, it's all just because this community is so special and they want to give back, because Trim Healthy Mama has done so much for them and been such a blessing in their life. They want to give that back. There's nothing in it for them. There's not one little bit of anything in it for them. They just love.
Yeah.
This is their love language, to help others.
Yeah.
In our community.
I know. So, Lisa Waddle and Lisa Williams, right? Two W's.
Yeah.
Waddell. Okay. And now you got it, you guys. You got a hug. We'll start with you, Lisa Waddle. Waddell.
Waddell.
It's terrible. Lisa, I can't say Lisa W. You're both Lisa, just Lisa. Yeah. And you got to get your mouth right in there because it doesn't pick up. So, Lisa, I think people, I love your story. I think people would be really encouraged. Can you just share it? Because I know someone listening today needs to hear it.
I can. I come from a weight loss surgery background. I have been overweight, had weight issues my whole life. Tend to get a little emotional about this.
You can.
But almost 36 years ago, I had weight loss surgery. I weighed 315 at the time. I had a 2-year-old son and a precious husband, which I still have. And I wanted more children. And the rate I was going, I felt like I everything that I had tried never worked. And so I did that. I lost 135 pounds. And like so many other weight loss patients, like weight loss surgery patients, I experienced that regain. And over the years, had regained 55 pounds. Mm. It did not matter what I did, what I tried. I could not lose it. And I tried to reconcile myself to the fact that this was as good as it was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my life. And a very, very dear friend from church, we went out for one of our movie nights. Our husbands were on a mission trip together. And we would go out to eat and go back and watch old movies. And we spent the whole night talking about Trim Healthy Mama. And so she told me a little bit about it, separate your fats and your carbs and all this. And I thought, you know, there's something about that that sounds really, really doable. And so I ordered the book, the big, you know, massive book. And I got it from Amazon Prime in 2 days. And I read enough. I have a very good concept of what a fat and a carb was. So that was very easy for me to grasp. It made sense. And I jumped in with both feet.
Did you think it was going to work?
No.
Okay.
No. And because nothing else had. But I was willing to give it a try.
Right.
And I've been on plan for 4 years.
Yes.
I always said, if I could just if I could lose that 55-pound gain, I would be so happy. And anything else would be gravy. I have 6 pounds of gravy.
And, you and 55 plus 6.
So I am actually 6 pounds lower than I reached at my lowest point. I think my favorite story about this is I do have a great support system and my husband, a fantastic cheerleader. And that first summer, the weight was just coming off of me. But it wasn't just the weight. I'm a pear-shaped mama, and I have never lost weight proportionately. And at the end of that first summer, when you got ready to swap your clothes out and everything, I had these bags of clothes. And I've always held on to them because nothing worked. You know, nothing worked. And I'll never forget, he looked at me and so sweetly, he said, "Lisa, get rid of them." He said, "It's different this time, and you're never going to need them again." And I'm 4 years down the road. And I'm 4 years down the road, and he is still my biggest cheerleader.
Oh.
And THM gave me my hope back because I was pretty hopeless.
Oh, wow.
I was pretty hopeless. And
what do you think it was? What was the difference if you tried everything? If you tried calorie counting, was it the doableness that you could just sustain on this? Or was there something about the way separation of carbs and fats work? What do you think?
I found out that that is key for me, separating fats and carbs. I used to stay sick a lot. And that was the memory that my children, I have 3 children now.
Oh, yeah.
So I had 2 after my weight loss surgery. But their memories of me as a mommy growing up was I was in the bathroom sick a lot. And I found with THM, the key to me is that fuel separation. And I don't get sick like I did before. And I never knew anything about separating fuels. I never knew the concept of fuels.
That's a THM exclusive thing.
It is. But it was key for my body. Things that used to make me sick, I can eat them now because I know how to eat them.
Is that interesting? It's like your stomach just wants to handle one of the food groups at a time.
And it made...
So most of us, we go on to do crossovers and things like that. Each one has their own journey when we put carbs and fats together when we need them. But you don't do that then.
Not very often.
Because it doesn't sit well with you.
Right. I can do S helpers.
Yes.
I can throw in...
Throw a little carb.
But I think a lot of it too was not just the fuel separation, but it was the unhealthy carbs. And so when you concentrate, when you know what to use and you use those healthy carbs, you can combine those healthy carbs with those healthy fats. And it was life-changing for me. Literally, THM gave me my life back
and
gave me hope.
Is that why you give? Is that why you're an admin then?
It is. I'm an admin in the weight loss surgery support group.
Right. That was my last dad. I was getting to it, but
But also the main and beginners. But weight loss surgery was where I started, because I want these women to know, because so many I know felt hopeless like I did. And I want them to know that this is doable and this lifestyle works together. Yes, we have to tweak it. Yes, we can't eat it the same, you know, do maybe not implement it the same way that that everybody else. And when I first got started, I was detoxing, but I didn't know that. I didn't know that that's what was going on. And I kept seeing these people say, "Oh, I had 3 eggs and 4 pieces of bacon and cabbage and and a cup of berries, and I thought, I can't eat that. Right. This isn't going to work for me.
Okay.
And I put out a question, and I said, here's my situation. Is there anybody out there like me?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other admins, mm-hmm. Krista Ayers, she said, Lisa, I've had the surgery too. Send me a message,
mm-hmm.
and I'll help you. And I credit her with so much because she helped me navigate those waters. And now we've got the weight loss surgery support group.
So that wasn't even back then when we started. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad. I remember when Jessica came to me and said, do you think we should have a weight loss support trim health? Mm-hmm. I'm like, heck yes. Heck yes. Because I think what when you know, you've got so much emotion when you talk about this, but I think women sometimes that there are only choices to do weight loss surgery. Yes. They're mm-hmm. faced with that, right? I never want them to feel shame about that they chose that
right.
that was part of their pathway. But then when the weight comes back on, because it was such an extreme choice,
mm-hmm.
yes, that must feel devastating because it must feel like there's nothing left.
Well, you feel like a failure mm. when you carry that much weight. My husband will tell you to this day, Lisa, you never ate enough to weigh 315 pounds.
Right.
And I didn't.
Right.
I didn't, but it's just mm-hmm. it's just the way my body
for whatever reason.
Is.
Yes.
And you feel like a failure. And then when you go and have something so extreme, mm. only to experience that regain, you're a failure all over again. And Trim Healthy Mama
oh.
made me a success.
Oh.
You know,
and we're a bit of a mess right here.
My very best friend, when I first got started on this, we were talking about it, and she looked at me and she said, Lisa, this is not a diet. She said, you found your life.
Oh.
I said, I have. And I want to encourage people who just get started and they think this is so difficult, this is so hard, and it's not.
Mm.
When you first get started, yes, you're thinking about it and you're making conscious decisions. Oh, I can't do this, and I can't do, you know, I don't need yeah. to put these together, and I need to keep these separated. But after you've done it for a while, you don't even think about it mm-hmm. anymore.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Lisa, you're sitting there with your hand around your fellow admin, your arm around her for support. I know we've just got a few minutes, but I'd love to hear from you, Lisa, the other Lisa, and share with us who you are and what you do and your story, and then we're going to have to end because we've taken, it doesn't feel like we've gone a long time, but we have.
I am Lisa Williams, and I have been a Trim Healthy Mama 100% since July of 2014. Mm. And I was one of those when I saw the little Facebook Trim Healthy Mama ad show up on my Facebook page that I went and checked out the fan page and thought this was some kind of cult.
Did you?
And, that these were not real people. Certainly they were paid.
Really?
But I did.
You thought the testimonies were paid?
I really, yes, I that's really did.
Funny.
But I followed. Mm. And then I jumped in. And it was something that, as Lisa said, it was something that was sustainable for me. Mm. It is something that's helped me tremendously in the first year and a half. I lost 62 pounds. Mm. Went from an almost size 22 down to a size almost 14 at the time.
Yeah.
And met amazing people mm-hmm. along the way. And it was one of those things to where, you know, as Lisa also said, I had tried everything out mm-hmm. there. HCG, the low carb.
Do you feel like HCG and all the extreme things, do you feel like they affected your metabolism?
They damaged and destroyed my metabolism, which I am paying the price for still. I am now in our over 50 group because I'm also menopausal.
Right. And I love your posts about your journey being postmenopausal. Sometimes it really affects a woman's hormones mm-hmm. with how they burn fuel,
mm-hmm.
With how fast or slow they burn fats and carbs. And I love the way you encourage other women going through this. Can you give us a little bit? You've had to tweak your own journey, right?
I have. The end of 2017, and Jessica and I had many long conversations through Messenger. My thyroid tanked again. Mm-hmm. I'm also hypothyroid, but did not realize I was going into menopause. So at the end of 2017, I noticed I was gaining weight. In saying that, I was having some personal choice items as far as the corn tortillas right. at the Mexican restaurants with some salsa. Not a lot,
yeah,
but enough for a new season. We've talked about seasons for yeah. new seasons that you're going into that I didn't know I was
so
in.
So maybe
at the
in
moment.
Your 30s, the corn tortillas and the salsa wouldn't have shown up.
Until menopause yeah. kicked in, I lost 62 pounds doing it the same way.
Yes.
And in 2017, my hormones changed. My thyroid decided to change again. And from the end of 2017 until the fall of 2018, working Trim Healthy Mama the way I'd always worked it for 62 pounds no longer worked for mm-hmm. me. And we see it on the boards. This doesn't yeah. work for me anymore. We see it in the over 50 and we see it in overcomers sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I reached out to Jessica out of desperation. And you know, it's one of those things too, to where I'm an admin. I should have this ride. And mm-hmm. I've gained, and literally in that time period, yeah. I gained 32 pounds right. without making like changes to what I was doing. And gently, yeah. She said, Lisa, have you thought about cutting back your protein, cutting yeah. back your portions? And she would probably tell you I was not graceful in my approach when I messaged back because I was like,
but we don't count calories. We don't do that.
Yes. And
but I wasn't telling
I
you to count.
I had to restrict something else, really. And I was upset. And
well, it was really Pearl's advice, too.
It was.
What
it
is
was
it
Pearl's
add?
Advice.
Don't. Replaced instead yes. of add. Yes. It was
and
that
I know
thing.
It sounds like, well, now you got to cut back your portions. Now you got to cut back your protein. But in my mind, because I'm in this age mm-hmm. too, okay, I'll be 49 mm-hmm. in a few months. I don't look at it as cutting back. I mm-hmm. look at it as rearranging my plate.
Yes.
Yes.
So maybe I don't burn those fuels quite as fast. Mm-hmm. I'm going out for me, and I know you're going to talk about I needed to add more carbs and I needed mm-hmm. to add a lot more veggies mm-hmm. and maybe use the fat as a beautiful decoration and rather than piling five different fat sources mm-hmm. on. But let me know if that's similar to you.
It is. After I took my clenched fist down from the heavens and probably as close to Jessica's messenger yeah. throat that I could get. And I do love her. I yeah. love her to pieces. I don't mean that. But I sat back and honest to goodness, I cried for about 10 minutes and just prayed. And I was like, Lord, I know this is what's worked for me. Yeah. I know this is what saved my life. I know this is sustainable. I do not want to quit. I have quit so many things. Mm-hmm. I do not want to quit this. I need your help. And Jessica just said, hey, why don't you just start with small things? Mm-hmm. And it was amazing because I think as women in this group, I think we fear hunger.
Yeah.
Like we're so scared. If we don't eat a ton of food, goodness gracious, like 3 hours is 3 years and we're going to be hungry again. And Lord forbid that we're hungry. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what can I do? And I started cutting back slowly my protein. I was a 5 to 8 ounce portion protein girl.
Yeah.
And I lost the weight doing that.
And what do you do? Now, what do you do? 3 or 4 ounces?
I do
now?
3 or 4 ounces now. I put in a lot of vegetables. A salad is almost with every one of yeah. my meals. Where before I was that minimum 7 emails, I'm now about 10 to 12 emails.
Don't you think carbs heal the thyroid and get it working better? And
they not only yeah. heal out. If I've got just a minute, I've always had the thyroid issues.
Yeah.
And it is the craziest thing. Now that I have cut back, because on a good note, since making these tweaks in January of this year, I've dropped all but, and as of official before we left for the admin retreat, all but 10 pounds now, making just these tweaks. Thank you. So, but
that was all you.
I have been going every 3 months now for my thyroid that's always
yes.
been so bad.
Yes.
And for the past 6 months, every time I go, they have to reduce
oh.
my medication.
Mm-hmm. Listen up, people. Listen up, world. So,
and I have an endocrinologist who says the thyroid cannot heal itself. And I don't think that my endocrinologist realizes that, you know,
yes.
yeah, it can because it is. But the carbs have definitely not only helped with just the thyroid issue, but I think it's also helped with the menopausal issues.
Yes.
It's helping me fuel my body, because where we start draining energy, I have energy again, probably a little more than
how many emails, and I know we've got to go, but it's a long one. Maybe we'll take just a few more minutes. How many emails do you do a week? And for those who are new, emails are our meals where we do healthy carbs.
I am probably, and it really depends, because I really have started listening to what my, but I would say on the lowest for a week, 9 or 10, highest 12 to 13.
Yes, right. So you've really upped them.
I have.
And I think a lot of people say, I don't get the emails. Emails are hardest for me. Did they used to be hard for you and now you found them easy? And I'd love to hear some of your email ideas.
Okay. They were hard for me in the beginning only because I did not understand like the breads and the flours that you use. And I mean, I got brown rice. I got sweet potatoes and I didn't have issue with that. It was the stupid flours. And I was like, and trying to look at the end, you know, the package of something and figuring out ingredients and then coming and going, is this on plan?
And then, so for me, emails, I think they're so easy because I don't even do flours. I don't use the pastas or anything. It's just like, to me, it's so simple. I do a fruit or I do a sweet potato. I even do a lot of yellow potatoes now because I find them very grounding for my body and they're fine with my blood sugar. Black potatoes. I do lentils. What other carbs are there that are very basic?
Oats.
Oats, huge. I don't do a lot of brown rice, but I do it sometimes. Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Yeah. Yes. So those are just like,
Do you do beans a lot?
No, I don't, because I would, but they make me a little gassy.
Yes.
Lentils a bit less, but still, if I overdo them.
My easiest emails that I absolutely love and that's quick, a small to medium-sized sweet potato and really knowing what that really looks like.
Yeah.
And cooking that, opening it up and either chopping up a rotisserie chicken breast and putting that in there with a little bit of salsa and using light sour cream or even Greek yogurt that's been sweetened as my sour cream and put in some steamed vegetables on the side.
Right. It's so you're simple, filling up easy. Because if you just do that sweet potato by itself, to me, I'm looking at that like that's not enough food for me. I like to eat big. But if you put, did you say steamed veggies?
I do.
Right.
You stuff it.
I love that. And then you're getting more oomph, right? It's about oomph. And for me, emails, whenever I have an email, not whenever, but a lot of times I'm doing a big glass of unsweetened almond milk and I put cocoa powder or half a scoop of whey proteins, you know, the chocolate one or something. I get very full and sustained and I just feel nourished.
And something I think for me that I needed to find, I need that teaspoon of fat.
Yeah.
And when I skimp on that, and I want to make sure here lately over the past six months with something else, it needs to be that healthy fat. My teaspoon for me in the season that I'm in doesn't need to be 5 grams of cheese. It doesn't need to be 5 grams of a heavier fat. It needs to be that coconut oil.
You do better
it needs
with,
to be that butter. It helps me. It regulates me. I don't feel like I drop, where people talk about, I just had an email and an hour later I'm hungry again. And I don't have that now. Right. I feel very even. I feel very sustained and I feel very satisfied. Yeah. My emails are very simple. They're not hard. I mean, beans and
one thing that I learned from the original book that I think sometimes gets lost over the years is when we are afraid, because I've been there with the hunger, when you're like, oh, I'm so hungry and I can't eat, that you taught us, Pearl, all of those slick tricks with the glucky puddings. Yes. And it's so easy after years to get away from all that. I mean, it was easier at first, and like the smoothies and all of those things that are just ultra light, but you don't have to be hungry, and it's great that we have those extra things. And glucky was huge in my journey as far as keeping me not, I mean, it filled me up.
Yes.
And it just took that edge off where I was just, I have to eat now. And I think it really helped my blood sugar as well. I was never diabetic, but I had three pregnancies with gestational diabetes, and with PCOS, it was right around the corner for me. And that really turned it around, taking the glucose, you know, every day in some little way, whether it was a pudding or a shake, or it really helped me to feel full.
I think people have forgotten. Glooky was one of our first. I think we did our sweeteners and then we came out with Glooky because it was such a huge part of balancing blood sugar, and we made puddings and stuff with it. I think it's one of our lost products right now because we've got all these fun, you know, code word sexy products now. You know what people say, they're all new and fandangle. But Glooky, you know, to go back to it, as it can heal blood sugar. It can stabilize, it can fill you. And
so if you're a little bit hungry after a meal, instead of going back for that extra portion of, you know, a burger or chicken or, you know, always like the main dish, because we never go back for vegetables, right? Like we should. So maybe you want a sweet treat. So make a Glooky pudding and it'll fill you up.
And that, and you can find the recipe for that in our first book. Yes. I don't know where did we put them. We put them in some of our other books, but I think they're lost. And I think I'm glad. I think they need to return. I think
What's your lemon one with just, it only has like a tablespoon of yogurt. But it's so good.
That was
in
the very first Trim Healthy Mama book.
Lemon mousse, I think it was called.
And listen, if you're on our member site, all of the recipes of our very first book are in there. So you don't need that
In full. The instructions and the rest. I mean, everything you need is there. 300 recipes.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys so much for coming, all four of you. It's just an honor to have you in the potty cabin. We are grateful. I know John spoke you up. I'm so excited about today. I knew it was coming and you were here. And I'm like, I want everyone to see the hearts of these women. So thank you so much. Hey, we'll see you guys back here next week.
Trim healthy mama my way, and then I'll be trim healthy mama.